Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
Today's inspiration is a reminder that the miracle-working power of Jesus is still active, meaning it is in operation in this present age, always moving and yet manifesting in the lives of those who live by faith. I know that some people say that God no longer performs supernatural miracles, and for them, that is true because their unbelief has disqualified them from receiving what can only be attained by believing. But if you believe God for the impossible, for the breakthrough, for the open door, for the healing, for the shift, He is more than able to do it in your life, so trust Him. Welcome to this, your Tuesday, October 10th, 2023 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, your faith activator, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. I am delighted to be chosen by God to influence your faith and do what Hebrews 10 and 24 says and stir you up to good works. God sent me to help push you toward purpose, usher you into your place of promise, and further develop your faith perspective so you can achieve all He has called you to do, possess all He has ordained you to have, and become everything He has created you to be. And I'm also grateful that you have been chosen by God to be a partner, sowing into this 501c3 nonprofit ministry faithfully at empoweringeverydaywomen.org. When you give, you equip our team to continue sharing the gospel around the world, helping hurting souls and providing humanitarian aid to remote places where the needs are dire. Your generosity also helps us distribute free Christian resources like this audio devotion, making the Word of God available to everyone who longs for it.
We are grateful for your support that keeps these broadcasts available online as a free resource to help others grow in their faith. If you are being blessed and you believe in our mission to share the gospel, sow a seed of any size at empoweringeverydaywomen.org/donate. Thank you for your generosity.
And speaking of longing for the gospel, I trust that your heart is open to receive what God has for us today. And what you're about to hear again is an audio devotion, a companion to the written devotion of the day, available now at yourdailycupofinspiration.com. But before we get into it, let's pray really quick. God, thank you for this day and for how you have sent your precious servant here to press play in order to receive this word from you. Anoint what you have given me to deliver so that every individual who listens will get exactly what they need from you to strengthen their walk, empower their faith, and position them for breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple weeks ago, I went to the eye doctor for a routine appointment. And since being diagnosed with advanced glaucoma and dangerously high intraocular pressure in 2015, specialists are always careful to make sure my eyes are healthy, right? When the ophthalmologist took my eye pressure and inspected my eyes under a microscope on my latest visit, she shared her findings. "Everything looks great. Your eye pressure is normal and you did awesome on your eye exam," she said with a smile. "There were no red flags or negative indications. I was sent home with a good report and no need to return until my next regular checkup." A far cry from the doomsday report I received 8 years ago, guaranteeing that I would be blind by 2020. Despite the scary report the eye specialist gave almost a decade ago now, I prayed with my late friend and intercessor, Cassandra Elliott, and the Lord miraculously healed my eyes. And though she is gone home to be with Jesus, I will never forget how she decreed and declared that God would give me new eyes. And specialists are still dumbfounded every time they examine me because there is no way I should still be seeing according to them. Jesus is a miracle worker, is he not? Healing, both spiritual and physical, has always been one of the most remarkable aspects of Jesus' ministry. Miracles performed by him not only transform people's lives, but also serve as strong evidence of his divine nature. And one of the most powerful healing narratives is found in John 9, which serves as the biblical basis for today's devotion. In this well-loved scriptural account, Jesus gives sight to a man born blind, illuminating the power of faith and the purpose behind suffering. When Jesus and his disciples were walking through Jerusalem, they came across a man who had been blind from birth. And this situation prompted the disciples to ask Jesus if the man was born blind due to his own sins or those of his parents. In response, Jesus revealed that neither the man nor his parents were to be blamed for his condition. Instead, it was by God's design so that he could display his mighty works through this miracle. Listen, what you've been going through, bestie, is not a curse. It's a blessing in disguise. God is going to flip this in your favor and get the glory. There are some situations you've been confronting and storms you have been navigating. The enemy has tried to discourage you because of the intensity of your trials, but God is saying, I allow this struggle so that when I turn it around, your victory won't be attributable to anything or anyone but me. I just want to get the glory through your life. That's a word for somebody. Not only are you coming out of this season of hardship, friend, but you are coming into your promise with a mighty testimony of what the power of God can do. In today's passage, to heal the blind man, Jesus used an unusual method. He spat on the ground and mixed it with dirt to create mud. He then applied this mud to the blind man's eyes and instructed him to wash it off at the pool of Siloam. And the man obeyed Jesus' command without hesitation and returned with his sight restored. This process of healing with mud might seem unusual, but it serves as a reminder that God can use anything to bring about his purpose in our lives. And by embracing our faith in him and trusting, even when we do not understand, we position ourselves for God to work wonders for us. You know, after being healed, the newly sighted man faced persecution from skeptics who refused to believe in this miracle of healing. Even after he shared how Jesus had healed him, they questioned him further and even expelled him from their community. Despite the persecution, the man stood firm in his faith and proclaimed Jesus's divine power. This perseverance led him to a deeper spiritual transformation as Jesus revealed himself to be the Messiah. Through this miraculous experience, the man could now not only see physically, but also spiritually recognize Jesus as the Son of God. It was a dual miracle. Listen, the miracle working power of Jesus Christ, the risen King, is active to this day. If you believe, he will reveal his glory to you and through you, just as he did in Bible days. No matter what skeptics say, Jesus still cures incurable diseases, restores sight to the blind, sets captives free, and snatches souls from the grip of death. He has done it for me. What do you need him to do for you? He sent me to remind you that he can do anything for those that believe. So then believe that he is able to heal you, able to increase you, able to restore you, able to save your loved one, able to mend your broken heart, able to release an overflowing harvest that you won't have room to receive, able to defy doctors' negative reports, able to help you overcome the greatest obstacle standing in your way, able to get you back to a place of complete wholeness, able to do all things. Just cry out to the Lord and tell him what you need. He hears, he answers, he saves. To confirm this truth, I'm stirring a sweetener into your cup of inspiration found in Isaiah 59:1, which says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear." As you drink down the contents of your cup, expect the strong and mighty hand of God to intervene in your situation and for the always attentive ear of the Father to hear every prayer. Not only will He hear, but He will answer you and make you an example of His glory. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. Thank you for assuring them that you are attentive to their prayers and will bring them out of this difficult place as a testimony of your power. And though it feels unpleasant to endure hardship, I praise you for confirming that you will use their story for your glory. Despite the struggle, we trust you and submit to your will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.